USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Democrats took their first concrete steps in the impeachment investigation of President Donald Trump, issuing subpoenas demanding documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and scheduling legal depositions for other State Department officials. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi framed the impeachment inquiry as a somber moment for a divided nation. She said on NBC, "This is no cause for joy." Even Republicans are stepping forward, saying they think it's time to get something done. Republican Governor of Massachusetts Charlie Baker had this to say.
Based on the stuff that I've read, it's a deeply disturbing situation and circumstance, and I think the proper role and responsibility for Congress at this point is to investigate it and get to the bottom of it.
The White House acknowledged that a record of the Trump phone call is now at the center of the impeachment inquiry and has been sealed away in a highly classified system at the direction of Trump's National Security Council lawyers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
President Trump signed a temporary government-wide funding bill that staves off the risk of a government shutdown through November 21st. The measure buys additional time for lawmakers to continue to work to unclog a $1.4 trillion bundle of yearly spending bills that is hung up amid fights over Trump's border wall and abortion. Those measures face a variety of obstacles, and it's not clear when Congress will pass them. A gas leak forced the temporary evacuation of hundreds of residents from a Massachusetts city just outside of Boston, reeling from a destructive series of gas explosions and fires 1 year ago. Homes were evacuated in the early morning hours after a police officer smelled gas around 3:15 a.m. and alerted authorities. The leak was located and sealed off by 5 a.m., according to Columbia Gas of Massachusetts. There were no reported injuries, explosions, or fires. Governor Charlie Baker and others declined to say what caused the leak, but Baker said investigators are confident the leak was isolated and there is no threat to public safety. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Income inequality in the United States is getting worse, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
New figures from the U.S. Census Bureau show the gap between the richest and poorest Americans is the largest it's been in the past 50 years. The widening gap comes despite an economy with more than 10 consecutive years of GDP growth and the lowest unemployment since the late 1960s. Many states did not see a change in income inequality last year, but 9 of them did. The income gap widening in Alabama, Arkansas, California, Kansas, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Texas, and Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Dallas police officer broke her silence about the night she killed a young accountant who lived in the apartment right above hers, telling jurors she has to live with that guilt every day and that she wished the roles were reversed. Amber Geiger tearfully told the packed courtroom at her murder trial that she was sorry for killing the 26-year-old Botham Jean last September, explaining she mistook his fourth-floor apartment for her own. Geiger, aged 31, repeatedly apologized for killing Jean as she spoke publicly about the events of that night in the courtroom. She said, "I hate that I have to live with this every single day of my life, and I ask God for forgiveness." She looked across the courtroom at Jean's family and said she wished he was the one with the gun and had killed her instead. She also said she never wanted to take an innocent person's life. This is not about hate, it's about being scared. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.